We're here with Teresa and Jess and Kathleen, I'm sorry, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, biodiversity. Kathleen, can you tell me a little bit about what biodiversity is and what the word means?
Biodiversity is basically numbers and kinds of organisms that live in a particular habitat, whether it be water or land.
Great. And what exactly have you guys been doing to study biodiversity at your school?
Well, we're from Austin, and we've been studying the Colorado River at Hornsby Bend. And we go down once every month, and we collect organisms using a kick net, which basically you just drag this net along the bottom of the surface, and you collect organisms, whether it be mollusks or other microscopic organisms.
And so a kick net is a... What kind of a net is a kick net?
It's basically this, it looks kind of like a fishnet. It's this big square net with a little bit of slack. Not as long as a different type of, what is it?
Right.
A seine, but you just go along the bottom for about a meter.
For about a meter. And how many times do you do that, Teresa?
We do it about 3 times in different areas of the river whenever we go out to sample the water there.
So you're doing this several times at each visit, and then you're visiting the river every month.
Yes.
And in that way, you collect a lot of data. I see you brought some of your data with you today. And what do you do with that data once you have it?
Well, what we do is we put all the samples that we get from the river into bottles, and we take it back into the lab to calculate to find out how many of each organism we get. And when we put it into our data, we get something called the biodiversity index, which is the amount of animals and creatures that are in our river.
So you have to become very familiar with the animals that live in the river in your area before you can actually go out and do the testing. Is that hard to do, and what kind of resources do you use to accomplish that task?
Well, it's not very hard. Mostly we would use books like this to try to identify all the organisms that we found, or we can use other people or internet sites actually to identify all these organisms.
So there's a lot of information out there that you can actually pick up just by going on the internet.
Yes,
isn't it
definitely.
A wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Great. I see you've brought some critters here for us to look at.
Yeah.
Can you explain what we have here?
All right. This one right here is a helgramite. It mainly lives on like the shores of the rivers.
Kind of scary looking.
Yeah.
These are just some freshwater clams, or mollusca. And they're on the bottom. We collect them with the kick net. And then this last one here are caddisfly larvae. They're the shells that the caddisfly live in before they hatch. And those are also along the bottom of the lake.
So what kind of diversity or what level of tolerance do these organisms have when they're living in different ecosystems?
Well, these three organisms that we brought with us today, they have a very low tolerance. They can only live in really, really clean water. It's on a scale with the lowest number being the cleanest water that they live in. And the helgramite here has about a 3.5. The mollusks have about a 3.3. And then the caddisfly larvae have about a 3.5 again.
So all of these organisms have to be in fairly clean water.
High quality.
Can you give an example of an organism that's very tolerant of polluted conditions?
A blood midge. A blood midge has a very high tolerance of about 11, and which means that they can live in very polluted and they can tolerate a high level of whether it be different minerals, whether it has a high alkalinity, stuff like that.
Well, that's neat stuff. Do you enjoy working with the program?
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. You enjoy getting out of school, going out into the field.
Yeah.
It's fun to actually get some really hands-on experience.
That's neat. Field trips are fun, huh?
Yeah.
Especially when you can get wet.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I sure have enjoyed talking to you guys this morning about biodiversity.
Thank you very much.